Milwaukee Bucks tip off the regular season tonight when they take on the Houston Rockets in Texas.
After losing in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last year, the Bucks are contenders to take the whole thing. In fact, Las Vegas is giving the Bucks 6-1 odds to win the league championship.
Led by reigning MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks have pretty much the same core as last year's team that won 60 regular season games, but with a few significant changes.
Zora Stevenson is the Bucks' new sideline reporter on Fox Sports Wisconsin and the digital reporter for Bucks. She talked with Central Time producer Bill Martins.
How excited are you to cover the Bucks this season? I mean, this has got to be huge.
I mean, to have your first year in the NBA be with an organization like the Bucks, it's really amazing. I'm so excited for this opportunity. I kid you not, everybody within this organization is simply amazing. They're so helpful. They're so kind and genuine. And it's been a really, really nice transition.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. You know, a lot of people are high on the Bucks this year, including sports writers, analysts, even league general managers. In fact, I think I saw something, 76% of GMs said they'd win the East, and more than a third of them said they'd win the championship, second only to the Clippers. Remind us what makes them so good.
I think what makes them so good is the stuff that doesn't show up in the box sheet, right? It's the way they practice every day and get after it. It doesn't matter if it's a drill or if it's a scrimmage. These guys are so competitive. And then on the flip side of that, they're amazing human beings as well. And I think that goes a long way. I mean, there's no riffraff going on between guys. They genuinely care about one another. And that translates into success on the court. So I think their mindset and their approach to this game is number one, why they are the team that they are, the work ethic. And then obviously there's a million great pieces, and it all starts with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Absolutely. And I saw that he was quoted somewhere as saying after the Bucks went up 2-0 against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals that he thought he'd be playing in the NBA Finals. Instead, of course, they wound up losing the next four. But how motivated do you think the Bucks are given how last season ended?
Oh, motivation isn't even a question. I think, you know, it's obvious that they didn't end the season the way they wanted to. And the goal right now is just to get better every single day. If you ask anybody, whether it's Coach Bud or anybody on the team, they just want to get better every single day. And that starts tonight with Houston.
And as we mentioned, Giannis, the MVP is back, and he seems to be the early favorite to win it again this season. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like there's a ton that he needs to improve on. What has he been working on over the summer and early fall?
Well, if you talk to Giannis, he'll say leadership was a big focus for him. And obviously, he's already a great leader, but he really just wants to focus on some of those skills, being a bit more vocal. That's something that he talks about. But, you know, I think the best part about Giannis is the fact that he's his biggest critic. I mean, there was a preseason game, and he had a double-double. And I said, you know, how do you feel after this game? You know, you said you're trying to get back into shape, trying to get into the swing of things. And he had a double-double. I believe it was a Utah game. And he goes, I'm rusty. And I said, but you played great. And he said, it's not about the stats. It's about all the other things, about getting up and down the court. It's about screening for his teammates, looking for his teammates in the open court. I mean, this guy is he's a basketball mind.
Yeah.
He's thinking about the game in so many different ways. And I think that's what really makes him so great. And I think that's why he won the MVP last year.
And he's only 24. I mean, by NBA standards, he's not even in his prime yet.
And he'll tell you that. He'll tell you that he has so much more to do when it comes to his game. And sky is the limit for this young man. And I think it all starts with his personality and the way he approaches the game. He makes it all about his teammates.
We're talking with Zora Stevenson. She's the Bucks' new sideline reporter on Fox Sports Wisconsin and the digital reporter for Bucks.com. She's giving us a little season preview of the Bucks. They tip off tonight against Houston. You know, Zora, in addition to Giannis, a lot of familiar faces are back this year. Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, just to name a few. Let's talk about some of the big departures from last year. Who's gone?
Well, I mean, the biggest one we know of is Malcolm Brogdon. And a lot of people have been asking, how is that going to work? He was such a valuable piece to last year's puzzle. But it's a new season, new team, and there's so many new faces. The general manager, John Horst, just did an unbelievable job in the offseason to bring in some quality additions to mix with the core that you just mentioned. So we're talking about Wesley Matthews, Kyle Korver, Robin Lopez, Dragan Bender, Giannis's brother, Thanasis is on the team. There's just so many different pieces, and they all bring different things to the table. Wesley Matthews will be in the starting lineup tonight.
And he's a Madison guy, by the way. He went to Memorial High School and then went on to play at Marquette University. So aside from just being a Buck, that's a good reason to cheer for him.
For sure. And he's so excited to be back in Wisconsin. Kyle Korver has a relationship with Coach Bud from Atlanta, so they have that chemistry going on. Obviously, you know, it's great for Giannis to have his brother there, and they'll tell you the big draw for them to have Thanasis come was so that he can see Alex, the youngest brother, play in high school. So there's just so many different storylines, but they all bring different things on the court, and I think collectively that's going to help fill any void that there might have been with any departures last season.
And talk a little bit about Robin Lopez. You mentioned Brooke and, Giannis and his brother, but the Lopez brothers are there as well.
They are. And what an exciting thing for both of them to be on the same team. And, you know, for the team to have two true centers, that's going to be really impactful. Brooke gets the starting nod, but to not have any drop-off, if you will, and then Robin pick right up where he left off, that's going to be really valuable for this team this season.
Part of the reason so many people think the Bucks are going to win the East is because of, Toronto, who beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost their best player, Kawhi Leonard, to the Clippers. So which team in the East do you think may give the Bucks the most trouble this year?
You know, there's so much talk going on right now. If you ask anybody in, like, mainstream media, obviously they'll bring up the Sixers. But for me personally, I just think it's so early to have all these predictions. Anything can happen. If you ask anybody on this team, they'll tell you they're just focused on themselves. They're not really bringing up who they're worried about going into the postseason or anything like that. And I think that's what's so great about this team is they really are just focusing on themselves and trying to block out all the noise. But anybody watching that's a fan of basketball, you can't help but get excited for all the different movements that happened in the offseason. It left the East looking a little bit different. Obviously, the West looks completely different. But that's just the excitement of the season. And you really don't know what's going to happen with all these different players and different markets and on different teams. Obviously, they're talking about the dynamic duos coming together. And it'll just be exciting to watch. And we'll see what happens. We can have our predictions all we want, but we don't really know what's going to happen.
Right, exactly. Well, as we wrap up, Zora, what are you going to be watching for in tonight's game against Houston? It's a tough game.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so interesting because from the outside, we know about let it fly from this team. But from the inside, defense is at the core, and defense is the identity of everything. You've got Eric Bledsoe up at the top, and he'll be matching up probably against Harden, and that'll be great to see. But what's interesting is he gives all the credit to his rim protectors, talking about Brooke and Giannis, because he says he can't do what he does defensively and really wreak havoc on some of these guys without rim protectors. This team really has a system when it comes to defense, and everybody has a specific role. If you really watch them, the rotations are on point, and everybody's always in help and talking and communicating. So I'm just going to look for things on the defensive end. I think that's going to be the key for tonight.
It's going to be a fun game to watch. Zora, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Zora Stevenson is the Bucks' new sideline reporter on Fox Sports Wisconsin and the digital reporter for Bucks.com. She previewed the team's season with producer Bill Martins. The Bucks open regular season play tonight at Houston, then host Miami in Milwaukee on Saturday.